Hubbard, G. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. November 18, 1898. Dear Brother Hubbard, I have not consulted with anyone in reference to the subject of meat eating and smoking. I should think our brethren in Melbourne could, or should be able to, give you good counsel. But as you have presented your difficulty to me, I will say that I should in no case provide a smoke room, where smoking shall be encouraged, or provide a meat diet. Your statement in regard to those who claim to believe the truth, continuing the eating of meat, is no more than you can expect. Be assured that the Lord does not compel anyone to keep his commandments, neither does he compel anyone to give up the use of the flesh of dead animals. All who use flesh meat will realize the sure consequence, for the disease in animals is fast increasing. The daily papers tell us this. But if the appetite for eating dead flesh is preferable to meat eaters, the Lord will not work a miracle to counteract the sure result. The work in which you are engaged is an important one, and a non-meat diet is to be maintained. Leave the result with God. In regard to the tobacco god which is worshipped, this is a serious question. Certainly, tobacco should not be provided for those you are seeking to help. Lay the matter before your brethren, and see if some way cannot be devised to open the eyes of tobacco users to its evil effects. To encourage the habit of tobacco using in the health reform institution cannot be right. You can see now the advantage of having our schools out of and away from the cities. The same reason stands good in such reformatory movements as are now being carried forward in Melbourne. One thing is certain. There should be men of tact and far-seeing judgment to superintend the work of the Helping Hand Mission. There must be those who can give interesting talks, showing the evil of such practices as meat-eating and tobacco using. This work demands faculties for management which perhaps you do not possess. There must be men who know how to deal with human minds, men who will be quick to think and devise and plan methods and ways to draw and hold those who really care to reform. To let down the standard of reform, to cater to the perverted appetites of the people, cannot be once thought of. Those poor souls carry their trademark in their countenances. Their characters are in accordance with the things they eat. One who has communed with God, who is sanctified through the truth, can see the trademark of evil upon the souls of those with whom they come in contact. Meat eaters, whether they be those who know the truth or those who are in the darkness of error, show by their disposition that they are composed of that which they eat. The use of the flesh of dead animals is animalizing them. Their spiritual eyesight is perverted, and the higher powers of the being become servant to the lower. The animal appetites and passions plead for indulgence. The natures of some are so thoroughly warped that they will never become straightened. Perverted appetite becomes a tyrant to mold and to ruin the man. The great object of life should be to restore to God soul, body, and spirit. If the moral image of God is restored in the poor, degraded sot, it will not be by continuing to give him liquor. In every city, the Lord would have a place where sin-sick souls may find courage and sustaining help to overcome all unnatural appetites and sinful indulgences, tobacco using, tea and liquor drinking. All flesh meat is to be discarded. Educating meetings should be held where young men may be instructed how to develop a perfect manhood. Then they can become teachers of good things. The cultivation of every power of the soul is of the highest consequence, and every talent is to be considered a precious trust whereby man may secure other talents of a high spiritual quality. How large a number have missed the mark because they have thought they could meet a low standard. keep every reformatory institution on the highest plane. If you feel at all like weakening on the points where you should be strong, you are not qualified to handle the cases that will come before you. Cases which require strength of mind, aptitude, firmness, and, withal, gentleness. With a firm hold of the human beings, and a firm, unflinching hold on God, you are to place these persons on their feet. But we cannot do anything unless we are imbued with the Spirit of God. The angels of God want channels, that they may communicate with human beings, that they may work with the weaklings. We shall never be able to lay hold on all kinds of men who need our help unless we ourselves have a firm hold on God. Professed believers who have had light upon the subject of health reform, but who have not practiced the truth in this line, are a great hindrance to the work.
In the place of helping, they hinder.
Dear brother, this will always be as long as time shall last. But shall we lower the standard to accommodate this class? Or shall we keep the standard uplifted until they either reform or go out from us because they are not of us? They speak evil of things which they know not. But what they know naturally, as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds. Trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Jude 10-13. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Verses 20-25. We shall surely meet all these cases. We shall see these cases fully developed. Brother Hubbard, walk in the light, whatever others may do or say. Be true to God, true to the light given. I cannot write more now, for this must go in the mail. But if I can consistently will write again. Postscript. Brother Hubbard, I write decidedly to you now, because I wish others to see that we cannot be hesitating or divided. I truly sympathize with you, and understand that you are in a difficult position. But God will help you. God will strengthen his servants who will stand firmly for the truth, who will not be swayed from truth and righteousness in order to accommodate any sickly sentiment that means self-indulgence. We shall pray for you. Stand with the whole armor on, and having done all, stand. These are your orders, and God will stand with you.